This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Colorado legislature will not override Governor Jared Polis's veto of a bill related to illegal behavior on social media. Two-thirds of the state Senate voted to override the governor's veto last week, but this afternoon, sponsors admitted they didn't have enough votes in the House. The bipartisan bill would have required social media companies to comply with law enforcement warrants in a timely way and to take down accounts found to be engaged in certain types of illegal behavior. The governor said the policy infringed on free speech and privacy. 120 people gathered for a town hall on Medicaid in Thornton Friday evening. They urged 8th District Republican Gabe Evans to vote against any cuts to the program. Sarah Weber is a Medicaid case manager in Adams County.
Numbers don't get sick, people do. And at the end of the day, these budget cuts really will lead to individuals not being able to get the care that they need.
The groups say they invited Evans, but he did not attend. About a third of his district is covered by the program. Evans says Medicaid can be streamlined without cuts to what he calls lawful beneficiaries. A vote in the Republican-controlled House could happen in the coming weeks. No criminal charges have been filed after several police and immigration agencies raided a Colorado Springs party early Sunday. Instead, more than 100 people were turned over to immigration authorities for possible deportation. Several soldiers from Fort Carson who were either attending or working security at the event may also face military discipline. The raid involved about 300 law enforcement agents, but primarily focused on civil immigration violations, not crimes. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.